Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this finally Friday morning. You may have heard in the news about the Southern Poverty Law Center. It is being indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice. This stems from the Charlottesville rally in 2017 that turned violent. This hits home here in Michigan, according to a statement issued yesterday by State Representative Jay DeBoyer. Regarding our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Representative Boyer online with us right now. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tell us a little bit about your concern here.
So, you know, an indictment has come down on the Southern Poverty Law Center that they have supposedly illegally funneled dollars that were donations to the organization to some pretty extreme racist and, I don't know, anarchist organization. And it appears that the theory behind the idea of those allegations is that by sending the money to those organizations, they encourage them to be louder, more boisterous, and more active, which thereby then created a scenario that the Southern Poverty Law Center could exploit those circumstances to garner further support for their cause, which is, you know, the elimination of the racist activities and behaviors and anarchist behaviors, which, by the way, is a noble thing. But if you are backdoor inciting it to justify your existence, I mean, I don't know how much bigger of a fraudulent behavior you could create. You know? So that's the premise of the indictment that came down against them. The concern that I have personally as the chair of oversight and the Michigan House of Representatives is the current Secretary of State, and also, by the way, a candidate for governor of the state of Michigan, was a director and a board member of the Southern Poverty Law Center from 2014 to 2018. I don't know exactly where that date ended, and was a board member of that organization. Well, she was campaigning for Secretary of State, was a board member when the Charlottesville event occurred, that the allegation is that these dollars were funneled to those organizations to exacerbate the severity of that demonstration. And, you know, as your listeners may be well aware of, a board of directors, when an organization is indicted, can be found culpable for the behavior of the organization. Now, that doesn't mean for certain, but it means that possibility that they could be found culpable because the direction of dollars in a nonprofit, for the most part, is at the discretion of the board of directors. They give the directives down to the CEO or, you know, operating director, who then executes whatever those decisions may be. The concern that I have is, you know, I think it's a fair question to ask of our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, especially in light of the fact that she's running for governor and wants to be, you know, the top executive office in the state of Michigan. What did she know? When did she do it? What were her discussions? Maybe some transparency on communications between the directors and the individuals further down the hierarchy line at the Southern Poverty Law Center, to kind of get our arms around this, because I think the people of the state of Michigan have a right to at least have a fair assessment and make a determination on the behavior. Jocelyn Benson, as you know, is the dean of the law school at Wayne State University. Additionally, she worked at the Southern Poverty Law Center when she got out of college. So she has an extremely long track record with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. If you go back to that Charlottesville event, you know, we're starting to do a little bit of an investigation into this, because I think it's a fair investigation, at least at this point, based on what the information is that's out there. Jocelyn Benson made a pretty loud public statement on social media, you know, condemning the action in Charlottesville that day. And I just found it ironic that she was aware of those actions immediately as they occurred and felt the need to get it on social media immediately while she was running for Secretary of State in the state of Michigan and was affiliated with the Southern Poverty Law Center. So I know that's a little long-winded, Paul, but
well,
I want to be fair about it.
You answered my question. My next question, Jay, is are you planning to call the Secretary of State in for a hearing before your oversight committee?
I would say that it is definitely a possibility. I just go back to what I've always said about the oversight committee. You know, people claim at times that those oversight committees are used to weaponize. I said at the very beginning, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to use it as a governmental weaponization or a political weaponization. So we're going to do our due diligence, Paul. We're going to work through the information that we're able to find. We're going to work through the information that is out there publicly and that we can discover. And when there are holes that appear in that information that we can't otherwise corroborate or determine, then that's when we'll make a decision. Should we call the secretary in and have a discussion with her publicly so the people of the state of Michigan can hear it from her?
Douglas State Representative Jay DeBoyer. Jay, the House has completed its budget work. It's on to the Senate now to do its budget. What else are you working on there in Lansing?
You know, the budget is the big thing you're going to see in the next couple of months. Our goal is to have obviously a balanced budget in place in path, you know, as we get into the summer around that July time. Pretty interesting, Paul. So last year we worked on a lot of things on the budget. We discovered a lot of redundancy in state government. And I'm going to tell you, when I came here, we all believed, you know, no matter what political persuasion you are, we all know that government can be a little bit inefficient, right? You know, last year we found what we describe as ghost employees, which is employees that money is allocated for, but the positions are never filled. And then when the budget year ends, the money that was allocated gets moved over into a slush fund. And then that slush fund is used to make expenditures in departments that otherwise would not have been approved through the legislature, which is just a really bad practice. So this year we've dug into that deeper and we found additional same scenario ghost employees that we're going to eliminate. But the other thing that we discovered as we started working through this budget, you would think somebody would have thought of it some time ago, is that we sit down and we look at the numbers and we asked a simple question, Paul, and the simple question was, hold on a second. You're asking, and I'll just use a round number for a demonstration. You're asking for $100,000 for this line item. Mm-hmm. How much money did you spend last year? And how much money did you spend the year before on that item?
Mm-hmm.
Paul, nobody's asked that question in a budgeting process. And as it turns out, they never hit the threshold of dollars that they had asked for. So what we did is when we constructed our budget, which, by the way, is $8 or $9 billion difference between ours and the executive, Gretchen Whitmer, we said, wait a minute. We're going to set the budget based on what actual expenditures were, not based on your pipe dream wish of how many dollars you wish you had for that. So that was just a very simple way to set a budget that actually fits what our expenditures have been. So, you know how this goes. There's going to be compromise. People
sure.
work back and forth. But at the end of the day, we do have a revenue shortfall, over $1 billion. So we have to find a way to plug that hole. And I can tell you right now, the Republicans are not going to go for new taxes to fill that hole. We're going to go for efficiency.
All right. We'll see how it all shakes out. Jay, always appreciate your time and availability. Thanks for being with us here this morning.
You bet, Paul. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, State Representative Jay DeBoyer. Yes, I know that we just had State Representative Joe Pavlo on last hour. It just kind of was a coincidence that it all worked out this way, but we had them both on this morning. And it is Friday. It is the 1st of May. It's cool and cloudy out there as we get this month started. We'll take a look at the weather forecast, see what the weekend is shaping up like in just a few minutes here on WPHM.